This is Lee Wilkins, your co-host with Thinking Out Loud. And in the studio with me today is Louise Sarver, the operations manager for the Columbia Art League. But she's here to talk about one of Columbia's most fun times on an annual basis, Art in the Park. Louise, welcome to Thinking Out Loud.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So Art in the Park, for me, always represents the beginning of summer. But this year, it's also like smack on the 1st of June, right?
Absolutely, yes. It is always the first full weekend in June. And so it certainly is an event that kicks off the wonderful summer in Columbia. We love kind of being that signature flagship event that really just kicks off the summer for everyone.
And you're going to be over at Stevens Lake, which, and I've been in Columbia long enough to remember when Art in the Park wasn't always at Stevens Lake. It's
kind of
a great venue.
Yes, it's wonderful.
So about how many of us are you expecting to take a stroll through the art that weekend?
Well, hopefully, if the weather cooperates, we usually anticipate between 10,000 and 15,000 visitors over the whole weekend. So it's a wonderful event. A lot of people come out and enjoy it. We are so thankful. So hopefully we'll get great weather this year and everyone will come out again.
And there are lots of, as we were talking before we were on the air, there's lots of moving pieces about Art in the Park, but I'm going to start with the one that probably most people think of. So how many artists are we having come this year, and how did you select them, and how long did it take, and all of those sorts of things?
Yes, absolutely. We invite 110 artists to come to the park, and we've found that that is the sweet spot number. It's really amazing to see the kind of applications that we get in. We get almost 250 applications to exhibit at Art in the Park, and we hire a panel of professionals to really kind of do an intensive process to look over everything and select our invite list.
So what does an application look like? Like, do if I'm a potter, do I send you my pots?
Well, not quite. It's all online, which makes it really easy, and it really expands the reach of the festival, which is fascinating. We have applications come in from, honestly, all over the world. We have had applications for people to come to Columbia, Missouri, to Art in the Park, who, you know, are from across the country, but also across the world. So it's really incredible how that process has changed over the last few years and the kind of applications that we get in.
So, I mean, I think people come to Columbia from all over the world for a couple of things, including True False and maybe even including the university and Stevens. So what's the farthest away somebody is going to be coming this June the 1st?
This year, we have a lot of people who are coming kind of from coast to coast. We have a few people coming from Florida. We have a few people coming from Oregon, Nebraska, Nevada, all over. But the other side of that that's really neat is we do have a really wonderful local arts community, too. So we have about 60% of our artists who are coming to Art in the Park this year who will be from Missouri. So it's really neat because there might be people that you've seen either at the Columbia Art League or maybe at Bluestem or Poppy who are coming and setting up a booth and selling their wares to you all weekend.
And I'm assuming that those folks competed on what is essentially a level playing field with folks from elsewhere, or because you're local, meaning the state of Missouri, is there like a special category or something like that?
Absolutely not. All of our applications are judged on the exact same criteria, and it's a completely blind process. So there's no preferential treatment given to anyone who is from Columbia or Missouri. But we just have found that we have such a great arts community here in Columbia and in the state that we do get really wonderful applications. So we're excited to be able to support a lot of those local artists as well.
Okay, so you said there's a panel of judges. Mm-hmm. And I assume many of them, perhaps all of them, are artists?
Yes, absolutely. We hire between 5 and 7 art professionals, and they are curators of museums or galleries, or they are festival artists themselves, or they run arts organizations, but they definitely have a robust arts background, and we really look for that to have people who are professionals who are picking the artists that will come to Art in the Park.
And so do they pick based on quality, I'm assuming, but also, so now I'm going to make some assumptions and you're going to correct me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming somebody who wants to come and sell their 20 by 30 foot oil painting for $50,000 is not necessarily somebody, at least that I've ever seen, at Art in the Park. So how does all that quality versus price point? Because after all, it is kind of a sales thing in a way.
Absolutely, yes. It's certainly a balance. And we take a few different factors into consideration. So there is always, of course, quality of the artwork. That's something that we consider, you know, paramount. There's also presentation, which is kind of an interesting aspect that people maybe don't really think about, but that would be your booth shot. So we require a booth shot for all of our application, which means if you've never done a festival before, you got to pop up that tent in your garage in January and take a photo of your setup.
Oh, that sounds just frightening.
Yes, it can be kind of daunting, but it's really neat to see some of our new artists break onto the scene by setting up their booths themselves and taking a wonderful picture and being able to get into Art in the Park because they have really taken great care for their presentation. So that's certainly another factor.
And so to me, when you say presentation is all about, well, how is it displayed? Mm-hmm. How close can I, as a person who is strolling through Art in the Park, you know, get to see what it is? Is it possible? I guess with some things, for jewelry, for example, can people try it on? Is it those sorts of things, or am I missing something?
Yes,
here?
That's exactly it. It's really how you set up your booth and how you are going to display all of your art to our patrons. So we want a really nice, clean, and professional show for our visitors. And so we expect our artists to be able to present that in their application as well.
So I know that you've been doing this for long enough to know, and I know that there are some, I don't want to say fads, but I certainly think sometimes there are trends. So compare this year to last year or the last several years. So what are we going to see more of? What might we see less of? Mm-hmm. What might we be seeing sort of for the first time?
Yes. Well, it's really interesting that you say that, because I think there are certainly a lot of trends that come out in art, and it's really apparent in art festivals and art fairs, you know, seeing who comes back and how that changes. And it's not something that everyone thinks about, these trends in art, but it's true. And so last year we saw a lot of photographers. We had a ton of photographers at the festival. And this year we have a lower amount of photographers, just because that's kind of a very popular medium here in Colombia. And so people aren't as interested in buying that at a festival. And
because we can buy it here locally,
exactly,
or produce it ourselves.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so we have seen a greater increase in some of these fine craft mediums like wood and ceramic and jewelry. So it's really fascinating that kind of how our community buys art really influences the type of artists that come back to Art in the Park. So we have seen an increase in some of those fine craft and those festival mediums.
And so when you say, okay, so I spend some time in Oregon. So, and you said with your people coming from Oregon, so I'm going, okay, those would be the people with the pots. Those would be the people with wood, because that's the sort of thing that I see out there. Mm-hmm. Are my suppositions wrong? And I mean, when you say wood, I'm assuming it's not like you're paneling. So what are we talking about when we say wood?
Right. Well, there is really a lot of things that our artists will do in all kinds of different mediums. So there are 2D wood artists who will make wood that can hang on your walls like a painting. Uh-huh. But then a lot of our wood artists will make furniture or cutting boards or tables or chairs or just anything that you can imagine. They have probably tried to make it out of wood. So it's really neat, because some of these displays, it's not just 2D art that will hang up on your wall, but it's also things that you can put on your tables, that you can give to your friends, that you can enjoy in your home, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I remember a couple of, I don't know how many years ago it was, it's been several, but it was lawn ornaments, funky, quirky lawn ornaments. So I have like a mushroom, a metallic mushroom and a butterfly. And the line for those folks' booth was long.
Oh, yeah.
So you said that some artists want to come back. Other than naming them, can you describe, like, what is it they like about this festival? Other than, of course, we're a great place to visit.
Right. Well, I think that might be number one. But there are a few factors that really influence whether our artists want to come back to Colombia. The biggest is, of course, sales. And so we always encourage everyone to come out to the festival, but we also encourage you to come out and buy art. That is the number one factor that will bring these artists back to Colombia. They are often doing festivals all summer. They do a whole circuit, you know, and they'll just pack up an RV and stop in this town and do a festival here and there and all over. And the thing that will bring them back to Colombia is if they have good sales. And I know that we have such a great art-loving community here. So even more than just coming to visit the festival, be sure to bring your pocketbooks and start your Christmas list and all your gifts now, and you can get it all done at Art in the Park.
I was going to say, yeah, Christmas at Art in the Park is something that I do and my husband and I do a lot. So, but But I mean, speaking of sales, obviously, in many ways, we're not a rich community. So we were talking before that I've spent some time in Detroit, and there are like the Ann Arbor Art Festival, which is a very big deal.
Yes.
But it's economically, it's a totally different thing, and the prices are very, very different. So when you said bring your wallet, I'm assuming don't bring your empty wallet. So what are sort of the ranges, if you will, that people could think about? Well, I could get a nice photograph for X, or I could get, a nice bowl or a mixing bowl or something like that. So what kind of price range are we really thinking about here?
Well, I think there really is going to be something in just about every price range. That is a factor that we heavily consider as festival directors, to invite artists that have a wide range of price points for our guests. So some artists will be selling things, you know, for as little as $5, and you can get prints of photographs, or, you know, for definitely a less cost than an original, you know, all the way up to the thousands of dollars. But there is absolutely something that is for everyone in every price point. And we always make a note that the festival is completely free to enter. So even if you just want to come and enjoy and see all this beautiful art and meet the artists and talk to them, there is absolutely no cost to come and do that. So we really do hope that everyone comes and enjoys this. There is no barrier to entry. So don't let, you know, any fear of not being able to afford things stop you from coming. There is absolutely something for everyone.
So I know you brought some notes.
Yes.
So what should we keep an eye out for, or the things that are sort of, you think, well, maybe this is the first time Columbia will have seen this artist or this particular way of conceptualizing something artistically. So what should we be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. Well, the festival itself has so many other things going on just besides the artist village where all the artists are. We are a totally family-friendly event, and we encourage everyone to bring their kids out and enjoy everything that we have for kids as well. So we will have a few tents throughout the park that are big red and white stripes, so you can't miss them. And those are our kids' art activities. And so those are stations where kids can do make and take crafts or collaborate in a really, you know, big art project for the whole festival. Those will be really fun. So that's definitely something to visit. We have our young collectors tent for kids as well. So artists in the artist village donate pieces of artwork to our young collectors tent. And kids under the age of 16 can pay $5 to come in and select a piece of art from one of our artists. And then they get a map and they get to go to the artist village and meet them. So it's a really fun way for them to start their art collection.
That's fabulous.
Yes, absolutely. We really want to promote buying in the next generation of art collectors and get that interest going. So we make that available to kids who are visiting the festival.
Okay, so that's some other activities, which we'll get back to in a bit. But in terms of the, I'm going to call it fine arts, that people will be able to see. And yes, I know there's music, so we'll get back to that in a bit too. But what are some of the things that I might not have seen before? And I've probably gone to this festival most years for about the past 20. So what's going to be new?
Well, let's see. There are a few artists that I'm keeping my eye on that I'm really excited for. I'm certainly a little bit preferential to some jewelers, but one of my favorite jewelers from last year who won an award, actually, her name is Kelly Connor, and her brand is Merit Made. She makes just really wonderful necklaces and jewelry, and she'll be back. I know she was really popular at the festival, so everyone can keep an eye out for her again. But I really think some of our woodworkers that are coming back or coming for the first time is what people should keep an eye out for. There's some really amazing things that are happening in woodworking now, some of the sculptural pieces that are coming out, and the fact that there are is 2D wood art is very cool. So I hope that everyone will come out and see, you know, find something that they really enjoy.
So you said that it is about sales, and I want to sort of, if I can, sort of pull apart the notion that this is not just purely capitalistic. It's one of the ways that I think you learn about art is you learn what you like, and you learn what, if you liked it today, are you going to like to look at it on your wall or on your table 6 months from now? So can you talk a little bit about sort of that, if you will, that connection between sales and art appreciation and developing a sense of maybe the kind of art you like and maybe if you would want to be an artist?
Absolutely. Yes, that's one of the best things about the festival is that you can see just a really wide variety of different types of art all in one setting. And I think the really unique thing about festivals themselves, and especially Art in the Park, is that you can actually meet the artist. And so that's an opportunity that you are not provided in a lot of other art settings. So if anyone is interested in art or wanting to become an artist themselves, come out to Art in the Park and talk to all of our artists. You can talk to them about their processes, where they get their materials, how they do things. And that would be a really wonderful way to learn more about art or spark an interest in creating yourself. It's just a very special opportunity to be able to talk with some of these artists that have come from so far to, you know, meet you and talk to you and explain all of their processes to you.
Since Art in the Park is on the weekend and it is outside, okay, I have also been in years when it was beastly hot. We'll get that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But also years when it was a little bit rainy and it was a little bit windy. Mm-hmm. So can you, for folks who are newer to the festival, what are the sorts of things, the arrangements, the physical arrangements, if you will, if the weather is uncooperative?
Yes. Well, the really nice thing is that we get to use the Boone County Hospital parking lot. So anyway, and then we have shuttles that will drive you directly up to the park. So you don't have to worry at all about parking. There's ample parking and we make it really easy. So that's the number one thing. And then we have a really great Parks and Rec department that we work with for all of our, you know, rain arrangements. So we have a bunch of hay that we'll spread out, you know, if it gets too muddy, and all of our artists have tents that you can stand under. So even if it is a little drizzly, it's still wonderful to come and see all of it. So don't let that turn you away.
Okay, and the reverse, I've also been when it's been pretty darn hot. And at least my memory is that there's places to get water and maybe a few other things as part of the festival.
Yes, absolutely. That one's a little harder to deal with when it's so hot. But we do have a water bar where if you bring you can buy a cup for $5, a commemorative Art in the Park cup, and fill it up with all of our delicious fruity water at no cost. Or if you bring your own bottle, you can fill it up there too. It's all great ice water. So it keeps you cool all weekend. And then we have a bunch of food vendors too that are selling, you know, drinks and all kinds of snacks, so there's a place to stop and get a bite too.
And usually that's sort of up on the top of the hill, right? It's not quite down in the artist village, so you can climb up to the top of the hill and hopefully find some shade if
yes.
It's not already taken.
Yes, exactly. That's more on the east side of the park, up at the top area where all the shade is, so you can take a break and have a good snack.
So, okay, so let's talk a little bit about the economic impact of Art in the Park. It has an economic impact on artists. Is you said that the primary reason they decide to come back is because sales have been good. Are there years where there's just better sales than others, and is there any pattern to that? Since money is not falling out of the sky on any of us these
right.
days.
Yes. There are certainly years that, you know, they have better sales than others. But I think the other thing that we offer in Columbia is that we put together a really nice festival, and the artists love coming back for a lot of the amenities too, and so we treat our artists very nicely, and it's really wonderful that our community comes out and loves interacting with them, and they appreciate that so much. So even that appreciation will be something that will bring them back. As far as sales go, it's always hard to tell how it's going to go, and I don't think, you know, we've looked at trends in the last couple years, but it's just interesting to see who comes back and who applies and how that reflects on their sales. So like I said, some of the photographers did not do as great in sales last year, so we have less photographers this year, which makes room for some of these other mediums that people really love and love to see. And there's more artists in ceramic and wood and jewelry, which is really well supported in Columbia, so we get more of them who come out.
So is there somebody that you can think of off the top of your head who's like been Art in the Park for the past 10 years and shows no signs of slowing down?
Oh, certainly. We have a good, you know, handful of artists who are just regulars who always come back. There is one woman who comes all the way from Arkansas. Her name is Jimmy Floyd, and she is a ceramic artist, and she comes every year and sells her ceramic arts to us, and she is just so sweet, and we love having her back, and she will be back again this year.
Oh, and so, and how much of this information did the jurors, if that's the right word, that the folks who are deciding who gets in and who gets out, do they get information about the sales too, or are they just looking at this is wonderful art?
Right. So an application for the jurors, just it's completely blind, so they won't get the artist's name, but they get the medium that they are submitting in. They get four images of their artwork, an image of their booth shot, and then their price point for their work, too, so that we can consider, you know, a variety of different price points so that we make sure that there is something for everyone. But otherwise, they do not know whether they have been to Art in the Park before, whether it's their first time or not. That's not really a factor that we consider. So there's no favorites that, you know, in the jury process. And we try to make it as even as possible so that it's a fair process for everyone that applies.
And I'm assuming that because these are folks who know their art, that it's quite possible that they may be acquainted with some, if not all, of the people who are applying. Is that a reasonable assumption?
It can be. We always try to get jurors that are out of the Columbia community so that if there are artists that are applying in our community or in our region, that they are not influenced by any prior knowledge of them. And then when we all sit down and we meet and we have discussions, we make sure that there's no personal influence on those discussions so that it's just as fair as possible for everyone that applies.
So 110, that's your sweet spot. You got more than double the applications for
that.
I know that one of the things that my friends and I discuss every year is, could it get any bigger? I mean, I've been to some art festivals that were just enormous. And there, I think there's a trade-off between what you can do in a day and reasonably do and, you know, the size of the festival. But is it your sense that that 110, 115, that's pretty much what's going to be for the foreseeable future?
For now, yes, I think it will stay at about 110. We have talked about possibly expanding it in the future. I know that in the past we have increased that number, and it gets harder to manage. The thing that maybe some people don't realize is that the Columbia Art League, who puts on this festival, is a very small nonprofit organization. We have a full-time staff of only 3 people, and then we have almost 250 volunteers who come out and help with the whole festival. So it does take a lot of extra effort to put on this wonderful festival for the community, and hopefully we'll be at a point where we are growing and we're able to expand Art in the Park in the future.
And you said you're expecting attendance to be somewhere in the 10 to 15,000
yes.
range. And I don't remember, is the attendance getting bigger?
Yes, we have seen definitely more people coming out over the last, I would say, 5 years. We've seen an increase, which is really fun. And it makes it just so exciting when this, you know, the sidewalks are so busy and everyone's out there. So hopefully we will be able to increase that again this year.
Okay. And to reaffirm, so, and there are shuttles. So folks, whenever they buy, no matter how much it weighs or how awkward it is,
yes.
they can at least shuttle back to their car, right, if they're parked in the parking lot?
Absolutely.
And if memory serves, there's also places for folks who need either some additional help or have some physical issues. There are places where you can get dropped off, and there
yes.
are places where you can park closer, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have handicap parking that is in the west parking lot right at the entrance of the park. So if you have handicap tags, you can park right at the front of the park, and you don't have to shuttle. You can just walk right out of your car, and you will be at the beginning of the festival. Otherwise, we do have the parking at Boone County Hospital and the shuttles that will take you to the front. And then if you buy a big piece of art, you can always drive up to the front and load it into your car, and that should be no problem.
And the hours, again, will be at opens when and closes when, assuming that the weather
right.
okay, will allow this sort of thing.
Yes. So it will be Saturday, June 1st from 10 to 5 and Sunday, June 2nd from 10 to 4.
Okay. And one of the other things that I've always been really curious about, and this may vary with the artist, is let's say this has happened to me. I go on Saturday and I see something I really like, but I still have to go home and kind of cogitate about it. And then I come back and some other really smart person with good taste has already purchased
it. Oh, yeah.
So then I talk to the artist about, well, could you make it specially for me, or could you make me something like it or something, or, you know, along those lines. How often does that happen, or am I uniquely stupid? And how many artists are willing to work with people in that way?
Absolutely. I have had things that have been bought out from under my feet before, too, because I've waited too long, and we hear those stories quite often. So if you're interested, you should get it when you see it. But a lot of artists will do commissions or private pieces. It just usually depends on the medium. Some mediums are easier to work in, whereas recreating a painting or a 2D work can be really hard. So if you're interested in something like that, I would buy it as soon as you're sure about it. But otherwise, just talk with the artists and see if they're interested in making another custom piece for you. Most of them are, which is very cool. And so you should be able to get their contact information and arrange that right at the park.
Finally, and sort of as our last roundup, I said that sometimes there is music there in addition to the I always call it the children's tents, but that's not quite right. So in addition to things to do for kids of all ages, and other things in collecting and so forth, what else will be there to keep people engaged for the day or the half day that you want to spend at Art in the Park?
Yes, absolutely. When you walk into the festival, you'll walk into the Artist Village. So that's where all the artists are. You can peruse and meet them. And then as you continue through the festival and kind of go up the sidewalk on the east side of the park, there will be a lot of booths from different sponsors and other nonprofits that are in town that will be just talking to you about their services. Some of them will be offering things to our guests, which is very neat. There is our Emerging Artists and our Veterans Art Pavilion in that area as well. So our Emerging Artists Pavilion showcases about 15 artists that are all local or regional high school and undergraduate college students. So it's all young artists. So that's really cool to see that display. And then we have a Veterans Art Pavilion too, which is all regional and local veterans who are producing art.
So you can come and look at young folks just getting a start and people who were, I don't want to say doing this as a hobby, but obviously they've lived a life and done a life of service and are now doing this other.
Absolutely, yes. And so those two displays are right next to each other near the lake, and they are really wonderful. So be sure to stop through there. We have the food vendors, and then we have what we call the big tent, which is formerly the kids' art tent, but it's the big tent this year. We'll have a stage in there where we have a lot of different activities going on. We're working with Jabberwocky Dance Studio, and they'll be doing some interactive dancing, which will be really fun. We have a percussion workshop with Mark Smith. So he gets a bunch of kids together and has these bongo drums and teaches them all a percussion set. And then we have the Artful Science Tent too, which is with the Graduate Chemistry Student Organization at Mizzou. And they do a bunch of activities for kids and adults that show the intersection between art and science.
Very important in this days of STEM and STEAM and all the rest.
Absolutely, yes.
So let me conclude by saying thank you very much and coming and giving us a preview. June 1st and June 2nd, right?
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday, the very first 2 days of June, Art in the Park at Stevens Lake Park, Saturday from 10 until
5.
And Sunday from
10 to 4.
And brought to you all by the courtesy of millions of volunteers and the Columbia Art League.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, and thank you so much for coming and giving us this preview. This is Lee Wilkins, signing off for Thinking Out Loud.